Hey, this is Buck Joffrey, and if you are a high-paid professional looking to break free from the golden handcuffs, listen closely. Now, I went from being a busy surgeon to a real estate investor with over $2 billion in assets under management. And now, I'm on a mission to share the wealth-building secrets of the ultra-rich with you. Imagine legally paying little or no taxes, shielding your assets from risk, and investing in distressed real estate during the current real estate meltdown. Did you know, for example, that right now, the high interest rates have created a rare chance in the market to buy discounted apartment buildings? By seizing this moment, you can position yourself for massive gains when rates inevitably drop. And I'll tell you what, that is exactly what we do in my podcast community together. Don't settle for conventional wisdom. Let me show you how the economy works and how you can use financial education to achieve true financial freedom. Tune into the Wealth Formula Podcast with me, Buck Joffrey, and take control of your financial destiny.
In this election, we each face a question. What kind of country do we want to live in? We choose freedom. The freedom not just to get by, but get ahead. The freedom to make decisions about your own body. We believe in the promise of America, and we're ready to fight for it. Because when we fight, we win.
I'ma keep on running because the winner don't quit on themselves.
Paid for by Harris for President.
What their presence was like in the room, but for me, experience, experience, experience. The adults are back in the room. I liked what I heard from the Eagles coordinators yesterday. Take us inside the room. Good morning, Birds fans. A Friday edition. Friday is here. A lot went on yesterday in Eagle Land, so we will get to all of that on today's edition of Birds 365. Two good guests coming up. I want to welcome everybody in. Rolando, Jason, Cody, Luke, Crowley, thank you guys for being here on this Football Friday. Johnny Mac, good morning to you, sir.
Yeah, good morning. Happy Vic Fangio Day. All is well. Vic has arrived officially. He's been here, but we got to talk to him. So
I got one takeaway, Johnny Mac, before I kick it to you, and I want to hear what you took away from it. You were obviously down there, what their presence was like in the room. But for me, experience, experience, experience. The adults are back in the room. I liked what I heard from the Eagles coordinators yesterday. Take us inside the room.
Vic. I mean, certainly. You saw part of the presence that I've been talking about. I mean, this guy's comfortable in the skin. He doesn't give a you-know-what about what other people are saying, about what other people are criticizing. And the best way I can describe it is you have a guy with the courage of his convictions. You know, it's ironic if you parse through it. And Sean Desai is a Vic Fangio disciple, so it shouldn't be a surprise to people. He's going to run the thing the same way Sean did, but he's going to do it and not give a bleep and not care about people who don't like edge rushers dropping into coverage or people who don't like certain things about the scheme. He's got a belief in this system. He's the guy in modern NFL defense. He's the guy people copy for a reason. But as I always say, the Xerox copy, the original, is always sharper than the copy. And as you get to the second copy and the third copy, it gets worse and worse and worse and worse. So what you have now is the guy who created it, the guy who understands it better than anybody else, the guy who can teach it better than anybody else, and the guy with the cachet to, you know, swim through the bullshit or whatever you want to call it. And Sean Desai just didn't have that. So same scheme, but it's going to be better.
Yeah, I took a lot away from Vic. I thought he had tremendous confidence up there. As you point out, he's not going to care what somebody on Twitter is chirping about his scheme. He believes what he believes. He knows how to make it work. And the one other thing I liked what he said, it reminded me of when I was a little kid and I'm learning how to play basketball and my dad's in the driveway saying fundamentals, fundamentals, fundamentals. But he's saying, you know, get back to the basics. He wasn't specifically talking about fundamentals, but he was talking about having that base to work from and getting back to the fundamentals or getting back to the basics when things aren't working. So I liked a lot of what I heard from Vic and Kellen too. I thought Kellen was solid. I think there's more questions there when you talk about the meshing of the two offenses, kind of the three offenses when you take Kellen's previous two stops. But Vic also said he wants to end his career here. So that would be pretty cool, I think, if you have him for, I don't know how much longer he wants to coach, but I think stability at that position would be a good thing.
Yeah, it would. I mean, there's a lot of questions moving forward. He's 65 years old. So, and he said he'd like to. I mean, obviously, he's from the area. His family's from the area. He, you know, people finally got the skinny from the guy himself. He certainly wanted to be here last year. The timing didn't work out, as we've said ad nauseum a million times. He explained, you know, his consultancy in the prior season. And as it was explained a million times, he was helping the offense. So now you heard it from the man himself. And so all these kinds of things are in the rearview mirror. And I think about what if the timing did work out and what would have happened to this defense last season. And, you know, I've been thinking about that a lot. And my assumption is it would be better. For the reasons I described,
that would be my assumption as well.
But it wouldn't be great. And he, you know, the first thing when he was asked about his scheme, he wasn't trying to be a wise guy. What's the most important aspect of his scheme? Good players. They didn't have good players.
Yeah, and I love to hear that because you don't want a guy that's, you know, my scheme works no matter what. It's He knows that he needs great players. That's the NFL. This is a league of great players. If you don't have players that can compete, you're not going to be successful no matter what scheme you run or what play you call.
Yeah. So, you know, he probably would have got it from 26 to 18, 20, somewhere in that range. But it wouldn't have been great because they didn't have great talent, especially in the back seven. And I'm talking with the same injuries and that kind of stuff. Which is, you know, never going to happen. It's obviously a hypothetical, but it would have been better. But they still need to get better talent-wise, and we'll see how things shake out. But, yeah, they're much more stable. And then don't underestimate the aspect of when the hiccups do start. And we brought this up yesterday on the show. You know, they were thinking about changing during the bye week when they were 8-1 with last year, because there wasn't a belief in Sean Desai in the building when they were 8-1, because the style points weren't there. The situational football success wasn't there. If that were big, nobody's thinking about changing. Like, he's going to have the respect and the cachet to do what he needs to do to fix it. So don't underestimate that part of it as well. And the players know that. So if there is a little bit of chirping, oh, I don't respect this guy, I ain't going to fly. So you it's one of two ways, and he kind of addressed it when he was asked about the Miami players who complained. Yeah, he didn't even know about it from his perspective because he doesn't give a you know what. And that's right. What I'm talking about. So, and you're not going to be able to sway Nick Sirianni or Howie Roseman or anybody else that this guy's not going to be the leader of the defense. So you better get on board because this is it if you're a player.
One more question on Vic Fangio before we turn it over to Kellen Moore. Obviously, we're going to continue to talk about these guys all show long. We have Paul Domowicz, Hall of Fame selector, in hour number one at 8:20, as always, our Friday guest. And then in hour number two, Mark Farzetta will join us. Johnny Mac and I want to thank everybody in the chat box. We see you, Twiz and Crowley, C24, Joseph. Make sure you guys like the shows. It's the number one thing you can do to help us grow. We appreciate that. Johnny Mac, he's going to work these guys, Vic Fangio. And I think that's an old school. You can hear that old school in him. He's said it, You know, I think these players still want to work. We got to be the adults that push them to work. I like hearing that. How do you think the locker room will take that?
Yeah, that's one thing I disagree with Vic with. I don't disagree on much with Vic, but I do disagree. He said essentially the players haven't changed. The ecosystem around them has changed. I don't agree with that. I just don't. I mean, you see it. I mean, the setup is, and it's not their fault. That's how they grew up. You know, you can't, as Vic said, you can't go back to two-a-days. You're not allowed. It's, you know, you can't work them the way you used to work them, even if you wanted to. And this is the system they've essentially grown up in. So there's definitely been change amongst the players. And maybe that change is because of the ecosystem around them. But there is change with the players. And, you know, but where I think Vic is right, the great players, and you see it, and you'll see it in June when mini camps break, and you'll see all the, which is overblown, don't get me wrong, but, you know, I like to call it the Ben Simmons clips of, oh, they're working out. Oh, he's in the gym. You know, and Ben Simmons kind of proved, well, don't matter. He can make 100 jump shots in the gym. Ain't going to translate to the floor. So those things are overblown. But as I often say, if
people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
Americans love using their credit cards, the most secure and hassle-free way to pay. But D.C. politicians want to change that with the Durbin-Marshall Credit Card Bill. This bill lets corporate megastores pick how your credit card is processed, allowing them to use untested payment networks that jeopardize your data security and rewards. Corporate megastores will make more money, and you pay the price. Tell Congress to guard your card, because Americans lose when politicians choose. Learn more at guardyourcard.com.
If you walk up to AJ Brown, within 5 seconds, you know, okay, this guy works hard. Because you know, you might have genetic gifts as an individual, but you don't, that doesn't mean you get to look like AJ Brown. You got to work really, really hard to do that. So really good players work really hard on their own, and you're left to your own devices much more than you used to be back in the early days. So a lot of it is incumbent on the individuals to push themselves to become great. And you kind of decipher who that is by who turns out to be great. But from Vic's standpoint of pushing, well, you could push more than what the Eagles have been doing. And they're going to at least a little bit.
Yeah, nobody's kicking the ass from the coaches. I don't think that's a bad thing.
nobody's practiced less than the Eagles since Nick Sirianni's gotten here. And that's not Nick Sirianni. That's an organizational decision. So don't blame Nick Sirianni. But they're going to practice a little bit more because they had a historic collapse last year. And it's got nothing to do about Nick. It's got nothing to do about Vic. It's got to do about that pendulum effect with the front office that can now say, all right, we went too far and we're going to go a little bit the other direction. But as far as pushing players, it is different. You can't do it like you did it before. You could do it more, but there's some limitations built in there.
Yeah, I definitely agree. The players today are different, so I didn't agree with him on that. But I don't mind the idea of pushing them more when they're in the building. I have no problem with that, so I liked that out of Vic Fangio. Maybe we'll see how the players take to it, because that's what matters a lot more than what I think of it. But we'll see how that turns out. Johnny Mac, Kellen Moore, obviously a 35-year-old guy, doesn't have the same, you know, he's got more of a youthful feel to him, but I thought he sounded sharp. He was a smart guy. It sounded like he was cognizant of the different factors that go on when you come into a place that's had success, and the head coach is an offensive head coach. Sounds like he, now that doesn't mean he's going to put it all together the right way, but what'd you take away from Kellen Moore's press conference?
Yeah, Kellen's very experienced despite his young age, because he came essentially right off the field to being a quarterback's coach and then quickly the offensive coordinator in Dallas, and has had a lot of success. So despite the fact of his youthful appearance, he's very experienced as a offensive coordinator and a play caller. And he's had a lot of success. You know, I'm still concerned about how this thing is going to mesh. And you've heard some of the stuff, like, is it going to be Kellen Moore's offense and he's going to be left alone? Or does he need to incorporate some things from Nick Sirianni? I assume that's what everybody's paid lip service to. It's the latter. I don't know if that's a good thing. So that to me is going to be the biggest story of this entire season. I've said it pretty consistently. I prefer to do it. If you're moving on, and that's what the Eagles are doing, they're moving on from the Nick Sirianni brand at offense. Then let the guy learn the players like Vic's going to learn the players and let him run his own scheme. He'll figure it out. If he's a good offensive coordinator, he'll figure out how to utilize what Jalen Hurts does well. And if he isn't, he won't. But you got to give him that opportunity if you pulled the trigger and gone in this direction. I don't like this, oh, we're going to use motion because Kellen likes motion, but you got to do this because we've been successful with this in the past. I don't want to hear you got to do anything to Kellen Moore. And that's my fear of what's going on here. But
it sounds like that's way too early.
Yeah, it's way too early. But I don't like it. I don't like this 1 foot on both sides of the fence.
See, I don't agree. I like it because I think in any system there are things that work better than others, depending on who your players are. And I think there are things that don't work. If something worked in Dallas with Dak, or in LA with Herbert, it may or may not work here. So if they have to be cohesive, they have to be able to make it work on a human level. But the idea of meshing what's worked in Philadelphia with a new mind, a fresh look to come in and call the plays and put it out on the field for the players, that part of it I like. I don't have any problem with that.
I do from the perspective of it, that's built in theory. If you hire the right person, you believe in the person. That's built in. In other words, you know, we'll use Vic. Nobody's questioning Vic. He's going to run the same stuff Sean.
But is it different because you don't have a defensive head coach, right? Nick Sirianni is an offensive head coach.
Yeah, well, so a little bit.
There's not going to be a world where he's going to be like, okay, I have no say in the offense and I don't want to have a say in the offense versus the defense. He's not going to tell Vic Fangio how to call defense.
Well, then I would argue the other end. Then, you know, Nick's your head coach. Let Nick be the head coach and let Nick do what he wants to do with the offense. So it works both ways. If you want it in that way, then yeah, it's still Nick's. If you don't, then it's got to be Kellen's. I don't like the half and half. I don't like the, oh, you can do this, but you can't do this because we have to do this. I don't like that. I think that's destined for failure. And again, if he's the guy, and you think he's the guy, it's built in anyway, so you don't need to do it. But what you can't and shouldn't be doing is, oh, we have to do this. Should never be saying that to a guy that you brought in to run your offense or your defense, if you have belief in.
Yeah, we'll see how it shakes out. It my guess would be it is going to be a lot of still Nick Sirianni's offense. You're just bringing in a fresh voice, a new face, a guy that has no ties to it from the past, and maybe he can expand on it or add some variety to the play calling, as everybody was, you know, up in arms about last year. By the way,
you know, Kellen was asked for, I believe the question was, what was the most important thing on game day for him as a play caller? And what did he say? He said, clean operation. And it ain't about, oh, I got to run a jet sweep. I got to run this on the clean operation. Execution, teaching, clean operation, execution.
So you're saying this setup could potentially harm the ability to always have a clean operation?
No, not at all. I'm saying people want, you brought up the point about the play calling and people want more. It's not about that. I say it all the time. But clean operation, as he said, execution, do what you're supposed to do, understand what you're supposed to do in a certain situation, and people will believe it's a good play call because you will be executing the proper play call.
Let's get to a first commercial timeout. We have Paul Domowicz. He's talked to a lot of coordinators in his day. I'll see what he thinks of the Eagles' first coordinator press conferences. All the other Eagles news of the week will run by Domowicz. Some interesting Chip Kelly stuff came out yesterday, obviously, from the 2510 podcast.
By the way, LaShawn Deshaun, as somebody, I don't know, we're like 800 and something shows. I think we're about to crack 800. I don't know. You're going to have to do more subjects than crapping on Chip Kelly. Just saying. You gotta expand the subject matter at some point. Just saying.
Yeah, 800 episodes deep. Johnny Mack would know that better than anybody. All right, let's get to our first commercial break. Coming up next, Paul Domowicz joins Birds 365, and we'll talk all coordinator things, press conferences, that all that, and much more. So stay tuned on Birds 365. Don't forget to like the show. We'll see you on the other side of the break.
If you missed any of today's show on the Jacob Media channel, listen to the podcast on your way home. Available on YouTube, Apple, and Spotify.
Here in America, work is in trouble. We've offshored our manufacturing, sent away good jobs, and lost so much ability to make things. American Giant is pushing back against that tide. They make high-quality clothing for a summer wardrobe you'll love, all made right here in the USA. Support America's workers and get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast.
No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, O'Reilly. Auto Parts.